This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live on a Thursday morning. Tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, in my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America and in the Caribbean. Hello to our troops and our first responders from Florida that went over to the Caribbean yesterday, Puerto Rico. And around the world via the internet, streaming online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody, and I mean everybody, that's working on the Third Watch tonight, wherever you're at and whatever you're doing, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to always check out the website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we were talking before the top of the hour, and you were going to add something to the conversation, so go right ahead.
Well, there's two things that I think that we need to kind of hone in on here as a result of the Iran missile attack. And this is a situation where Iran attacked Iraq. Okay.
Right.
Now, there was a prior phone call, because apparently Iran called some of the leadership in Iraq and said, hey, we're getting ready to do this, so just be prepared. And then some friendlies inside Iraq let us know. But because of our communications abilities and the sweeps that we do, we already knew that there was going to be an attack. So we were pretty much hunkered down. That's one thing. The second piece is that Zarif, as a result of Trump's speech yesterday, is now accusing Trump / the United States of crimes against humanity because we are, with these sanctions and more to come, now we are threatening to starve the Iranian people.
Yeah.
And you starve the Iranian people, that's a crime against humanity.
Yeah.
So the next thing is, we are clearly watching, with those abilities that I spoke about, knowing that we can scoop up emails and text messages and phone calls and all the other kinds of things that we can do. We know where people are. We're using, you know, telephone number, email, text message connections. So we are taking a much wider look at the circle, and I would say perhaps a growing circle of the bad guys. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing. So I think we like to complain about the intelligence community because so many people want to blame them for lack of intelligence. I think the intelligence has necessarily always been there. It's the interpretation of that intelligence when it's passed on to decision makers. So because of these abilities that we had, that's the reason that we virtually didn't have any deaths as a result of the Iranian rocket attack.
Mm-hmm.
Or attacks. However, there was some destruction, and They actually hit a Black Hawk helicopter and a reconnaissance drone along with parts of the air traffic control tower. So there was some physical damage, but that's a very large base, too. So I don't know what the full-blown damage assessment is yet, and certainly when it comes to dollars and cents, and if it will put any operations behind it all. We don't know that yet, but that's just a sampling of what was, in fact, damaged.
Now, the other thing is there was a bunch of he said, she said stuff going on yesterday about the fact that the Obama administration, the money that they gave to the Iranians, $150 billion, was used to fund terrorism. And, of course, it goes back to John Kerry. One of his statements that he made, Secretary of State John Kerry acknowledged to CNBC in an interview at the time that a portion of the money that Iran received from sanctions would relieve sanctions relief would go to groups that were designated as potential terrorists or, in fact, terrorists. Now, he stated further that there was nothing the U.S. could do to prevent that from occurring, and it would potentially end up in the hands of the IRGC or the other proxy forces, and that fact did actually happen.
We can't know specifically where Iran spends their money. We do have indications of things, like if there are contracts that go out for supplies, if they're buying airplanes, airplane parts, if they're buying, you know, anything that they buy from outside their own country, we can begin to, I mean, we look at those and we put some values to those and what those things are such that we can make some predictions of what they may be doing. But specifically, money going over to the Quds Force or over to Hezbollah or their Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps or to any of these other militia types in Iraq, in the region, in the Philippines, wherever it may be, you'd be dumb not to predict that those monies wouldn't, or some monies wouldn't be going to those terror factions. So Kerry didn't have any choice but to admit that that was a high possibility. For any of the other Democrats to deny, which I heard Juan Williams actually say it yesterday, that it was funding, it is reckless.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to a break, and when we come back, we'll have more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going to put out the phone number right now. Kathy Curtis is going to give you that number, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Two Guys Gun Show. Now, when it comes to gun shows, smaller is definitely better. And Two Guys Gun Shows are my preferred gun show. Now, this Saturday coming up, the 11th of January, and Sunday, the 12th of January, from 9 to 5 each day, they will be at the Hernando County Fairgrounds in Brooksville. Now, I will be there with the lovely Miss Susie Q from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can browse the tables with the most modern up-to-date guns, plus check out the large display of antique weapons from the Revolutionary, Civil, World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam Wars, and the large display of knives they'll have there, too, plus all the accessories that comes along with a gun show. So, check them out online, twoguysshows.com. That's twoguysshows.com. And I'll see you live Saturday at the Two Guys Gun Show at the Hernando County Fairgrounds in Brooksville from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. with the lovely Ms. Susie Q. All righty. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is with us. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Yep. Now, I got a question here from Eric. He said, we installed the Shah of Iran, and then we pulled him out and installed the mullahs. It wouldn't be the first time that we do something else here if we offered the mullahs a chance to bail out and put somebody else in. That's not exactly the way it was. We didn't do it. Jimmy Carter did.
Yeah, there needs to be a big distinction here, because this was really a Jimmy Carter ordered operation, including forcing the CIA to help remove the Shah and put in the Ayatollah Khomeini. Now, who, by the way, was exiled at the time in Paris.
Yep.
And he had been planning a revolution.
Yep.
So
it's important to understand that Carter believed the lies and didn't even really have any kind of research or check on what would really happen if the Ayatollah returned from exile.
Right.
And so we ended up with a revolution, and then Carter didn't have any choice but to support the revolution, and he did, and now we are where we are. So I don't blame anybody else except single-handedly Jimmy Carter for this one.
All right, now we've got a caller on the line. I believe it's Ian. Good morning. Is that you, Ian?
Yeah, I got a couple comments I'm going to throw out, then I'm going to hang up. Further to her point, you can blame Hyman Carter and Patricia Derion. Remember that human rights garbage in the 70s?
I do.
Did the same thing to Somoza in Nicaragua, stabbed them in the back. They did the same play to what they did to the Shah. And, oh, by the way, they also backstabbed Taiwan. I remember all this nonsense like yesterday. Truly, one reaps what one sows from the peanut head. Okay, but my comments were three quick comments. Never forget, this guy Sharif, whatever this clown's name is, his foreign minister in Iran.
Yep.
Wasn't he or one of his relatives or his son or his cousin or something? Isn't he married to one of John Kerry's daughters?
You're right.
I mean, you talk about sleeping with the enemy. This cannot be brought out enough. This is, I've called about this repeatedly, and I'm not going to let up, okay? Number two, I heard, now this could be, I could be wrong, Denise will know, they were giving out food. In Iran, the regime controls food, and they use it as a political weapon.
Right.
All right. They were giving that. They were enticing people to these funerals of these creeps because they were giving out food,
among other
things.
Mm-hmm.
And my third point is, never forget this. I'm going to pound this till it gets through to people's head. The same people that are weeping about this guy and all these creeps that got whacked over there, that they all were like Jesus. They walked on water. They weren't there to fly. You and I are nobody. We're disgusting people. How dare us even think about killing these wonderful people? The same Democrats want to take your guns and disarm us right at home. Don't ever forget it. There's a connection between the left and radical Islam. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Well, again, Ian brings home some very strong points, so pick it up.
All I'm going to say is absolutely touche. When you now have Democrats... And this is, I don't know what can be done here, but this is an outrage because Nancy Pelosi has called him an imposter.
Yeah.
Now you've got others that are calling Trump an assassin.
Yeah.
Now, to kind of dovetail on what Ian just said, let's not forget that Barack Obama used a drone strike in Yemen to kill an American citizen anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
And then a couple days later, did the same thing to his son.
Mm-hmm.
So, N.Y. Milwaukee was a preacher. He never killed anybody. So, judge, jury, and executioner with a drone strike. Now, did little Miss Pelosi get advance notice on that one? Somebody want to tell me that?
Yeah. Yeah, good question. By the way, this situation in Iran with the passenger jet from the Ukrainian Airways, I know we want to see the manifest, the passenger manifest, to see who was on board that plane, right? And a comment was made here. Were there any Chinese on that plane? Well, I don't know. Do you?
Hold on. I have who was on the plane. No Chinese, none.
Okay.
You had 82 Iranians, 63 Canadians,
mm-hmm.
11 Ukrainians,
mm-hmm.
10 Swedes,
mm-hmm.
4 Afghans, 3 Germans, and 3 British nationals.
Hmm. Well, it'll be interesting to see when we identify who they are, if they had some connection somewhere along the line.
Well, we might get the manifest, but it looks like we're not going to get the black box. Although Macron, little Mr. Frenchie over there, says, hey, no problem. I'll get it. I'll dig it out. Because Boeing, that black box belongs to Boeing.
Right.
That plane, you know, the plane might belong to, you know, the airline because they bought it, but the black box belongs to Boeing. And given where Boeing is, they deserve to have that black box.
Now, the militias yesterday extended their warnings about military personnel, and according to the Navy Times, they have threatened our U.S. sailors in Bahrain and called them legitimate targets. Now, more than anywhere else in the Middle East, there's 9,300 U.S. troops and family members stationed in this tiny island nation of Bahrain, living amongst the locals. Very dangerous situation.
Been that way for a while, but prior to going into the attack, it's all done in Farsi, so I don't know what it says, and I can't translate it because it's on a PDF, but Iran had actually sent out to, terror leaders, if you will, all the locations of where we have troops stationed and the number of them, including Bahrain, including Oman, including United Arab Emirates, the whole thing. So, they know. I mean, they watch us more than we watch us.
Now, it should be pointed out, and I don't think it's been talked about quite enough, that we had some of our allies, Germany and other NATO allies, that moved their soldiers right out of central Iraq. Now, some of them actually brought them out of country. Didn't Canada actually pull their people out and bring them back home?
I don't know that they brought them back home. They may have reassigned them until some of these hostilities settled down.
Because they were training the Iraqi forces there.
Yeah, that's what we were doing. But all of that has been suspended. We're not training anybody right now.
All right, and Britain has sent another warship into the region. That gives them a total of three, and they're predominantly escorting convoys, which, by the way, there was an article yesterday, and I know I posted it, about the concern over the Straits of Hormuz and the Gulf of Oman and whether or not Iran is going to make a run at trying to do something to create a bunch of havoc there with the tankers.
Well, they've been doing that. Based on the history, we are certainly not stepped up the game, but we are in the game on taking, I would say, offensive and defensive measures in all the typical locations where they like to, play cowboy and Indians with us.
Oh, and by the way, do you know who James Carafano is?
Sure.
Yeah. Listen to just a little brief, I can't do it. We're coming up on the break here. But anyway, I'll play that a little bit later, folks. He said that this was just a merely dog and pony show, what Iran did. However, those missiles, and I'll go with General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, they were damaging. They could have killed people. And if we hadn't had
warning,
there would have been people in those buildings.
He's right.
Yep.
He's exactly right.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay low.
Yes.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And we'll be right back with more. And we'll be taking another look at our military and veterans news that we've got here, talking about the military specifics when we come back. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iran fired missiles at U.S. troops stationed in Iraq on Tuesday. The president spoke at the White House.
We suffered no casualties. All of our soldiers are safe, and only minimal damage was sustained at our military bases.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley says he believes the Iranians were out to kill U.S. troops. Top administration officials briefed lawmakers on last week's drone attack that killed the top general in Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Florida Republican Marco Rubio says the Guard has been a growing threat in the Middle East for some time.
Not only am I convinced that there was a near-term threat, but that there's an ongoing near-term threat. It exists today, but it really existed back in the last 2 months of this year. It's been ongoing for a while.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our Military and Veterans News segment, number 2 of the morning, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, National Aviation Academy, to find out more about them, check out their website, NAA.edu, NAA.edu. And we're going to let you know more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, the National Aviation Academy knows that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. They know that more of you have chosen to go to a technical school to learn a trade, but in most cases, that's not going to pay you what you think it is when you get out. You're going to become either an apprentice or you're going to become an 80%er. So if you want the opportunity to make $50,000 a year or more, check them out online at naa.edu or give them a call at 800-659-2080 with campuses in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and Clearwater, Florida, here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. 800-659-2080, National Aviation Academy. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you. Now, the Army has been caught, somebody has been caught sending text messages out from the Jacksonville Recruiting Battalion telling you that you have been drafted for that battalion. And that's just not true. It says you've been selected for the military draft. Those are all fake messages. So don't fall for any text messages saying you've been selected for a military draft. First of all, that's coming directly from the U.S. Army Recruiting Command. And this is kind of funny in a way. But the Army is ready to put in whatever work it takes to no longer be the target of an ad a campaign mockery. And this is part of it, maybe, that's going on right now. Also, two more Chinese nationals who entered the Naval Air Station Key West and illegally snapped photographs have been arrested. Because you're not supposed to do that. And there's signs everywhere at these bases under penalty of prosecution, et cetera, et cetera. By the way, it's estimated it'll take another $380 billion to maintain the Navy and Marine Corps aviation fleet in the future. The Department of the Navy will now need $300 billion over the next three decades to maintain the size of its current aviation fleet. Phew. That's quite a bit of money, isn't it? Also, the Air Force in the news again. Now, the Air Force finally has a Space Force. And now some of its bases could be getting new names. Now, they do plan to rename the principal Air Force bases that house space units to be space bases. Obviously, we have Cape Canaveral over here, Cape Kennedy, Cape Canaveral. I wonder what they're going to change the name to. Maybe they'll name it after an astronaut. Novel thought there, huh? By the way, an all-women team of airmen crushed an aircraft ground crew contest at Aviano Air Base, and they did it in the Greatest Generation style. Dressed as Rosie the Riveter. How about that? I would have liked to have seen that. Also, the Offutt Air Force Base over there in Nebraska, you might remember that last spring, 720 million gallons of water flooded the Offutt Air Force Base. And after the flood, they're still continuing the recovery process there. They still have buildings that have to be repaired and roads that need to be paved and whatnot. So there you go. Now, did you hear about this one? A Florida man who was dishonorably discharged from the U.S. Marine Corps for sex offenses was arrested Sunday after he lied to get past presidential checkpoints at Palm Beach International Airport in Florida an hour before President Donald Trump was set to depart. He had fake identification stating that he was part of the Marine Corps aviation unit that was there at that airport. Wow. That's not a pretty thing. And oh, by the way, the Puerto Rican coastline and inland areas, a large 6.4 magnitude earthquake, 4:24 a.m. Tuesday morning, causing widespread damage throughout the island. Now, a state of emergency was declared. The National Guard was activated. We've had people going over to Puerto Rico from Florida. First responders and some military units as well to go over there and help. And I know we are heard in San Juan, so any of you folks that are over there, we got your back here. It's going to be a tough deal there, I'm sure, for those people. And remember, they were still recuperating from the hurricane down there in a lot of areas. Now, the day President Donald Trump signed a funding bill, including a provision ordering the VA to announce its plans to aid and add four conditions to the list of Agent Orange-linked diseases within the next 30 days, the VA Secretary Robert Wilkie said that decision wouldn't likely come until late 2020 at the earliest. Also, Russian trolls are on the internet targeting Americans veterans. And you need to pay attention. Because the Trump administration has for nearly 2 years been getting mounting evidence that Russian operatives and other foreign actors were deliberately targeting U.S. troops and veterans with online disinformation amplified on a massive scale. If you get something that doesn't seem like it's right, first of all, report it. But second of all, don't just fall for whatever it is that they're trying to get from you, because they're trying to get information. Oh, by the way, Republican U.S. Representative Duncan Hunter is no longer a congressman. He submitted his resignation on Tuesday, 1 month after pleading guilty to a corruption charge, leaving vacant one of the GOP's few remaining House seats in heavily Democratic California. And we'll see what happens there. He will be going to jail, by the way. That's why he gave up his seat. So, there you go. And a Senate resolution to block President Trump from further escalating hostilities in Iran is facing an uphill battle. We'll see what happens. It may go to a vote today. We'll see if the Democrats have enough votes. They may not. And a leading congressional voice on cybersecurity said the federal government is taking the right steps to prepare for a possible Iranian cyber attack in retaliation for the Quds Force Commander General Soleimani's death. Now, there have been reports of cyber attacks, as many as 10,000 so far, coming from Iran. There have been reports of that, so we are watching and listening and paying attention to see what's going on. So be careful on the internet. Be careful. And again, the same rules apply. Don't fall for anything stupid. Make sure that you you pay close attention to what it is that you're looking at when you look at different things. It's just that simple. Now, coming up in just about 2 or 3 minutes after the break, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And we've got some interesting news, economical news, because our stock market is looking good. I mean, we set some records yesterday, kind of a surprise to some. But the futures market right now, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at it as we speak, and I realize you can't put too much into that, but it's up. Dow futures are up. NASDAQ's up. Standard & Poor's are up, all in the green right now. We'll see what happens there. But in the meantime, time to take a break. And when we come back from that break, we'll have Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, Donna Fiducia, and we appreciate her very much. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody, because they're right up the road from Fort Benning, Georgia, and all those guys and gals up there are listening to us right now. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Now, that's located inside the Mixon Fruit Farms store, which is in all of these tourist circulars. When you come down here and you pick up one of the Florida Tourist Guide books, you're going to see Bradenton, you're going to see Mixon Fruit Farms. Now, inside is the Mixon's Groveside Cafe, and I call it the hidden gem of Bradenton. The food in there is excellent. Their sandwiches are outstanding. They make homemade soups, homemade chili. The breads are all homemade. And I'm telling you, if you want a treat and you want to have something really good, stop by Mixon's Groveside Cafe, located inside the Mixon Fruit Farm store at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. Now, you can give them a call, place an order, or if you want to make a reservation for a large group of people, their number is 941-748-5829. That's 941-748-5829. Mixon's Groveside Cafe. You are going to love their food. All right, here he is, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I am looking at the Dow futures, and all of the futures are in the green. I am also looking at what happened to the market yesterday. After President Trump made his Iran speech, there was a lot of speculation over what might or what might not happen. The market set some all-time highs again yesterday.
Yeah, listen, the markets are reacting to the possibility that, guess what, we may be heading in a different direction to some degree when it comes to foreign policy and the fact that it seems like cooler heads are going to prevail.
Mm-hmm.
I was extraordinarily impressed with Donald Trump's speech yesterday, and actually kind of almost extending an olive branch to some degree to Iran, saying, hey, listen, almost telling them to make Iran great again. I don't know if people have ever seen, taken a look at what Iran was like prior to the revolution back in the 1960s and 1970s. Actually, Tehran's airport was one of the busiest airports in all of that area of the world.
Yeah.
Now, you know, Istanbul, Turkey has kind of taken over for that little hub to Asia and over there and the capacity there. It's great to see that happen. The markets like this, they understand this. I think they're starting to recognize that this president is going to react in a way that's different than prior presidents. I like the hit them as hard as you possibly can and warn, say, hey, don't hit Americans, but doesn't mean you have to put boots on the ground everywhere. So I think it's a very, very good mood, and I, you know, the traders out there and investors like it.
Well, there's a forecaster by the name of Yardini. I'm not sure if that's an individual or a firm. I've never heard of them. And they're predicting there'll be no recession, steady economy, and low inflation for the rest of this year.
But listen, it looks that way. You always have to, you know, they call it black swans.
Yeah.
Beware that, you know, things can happen and, you know, unforeseen things, because they do. And you have to be prepared for that. But overall, you know, things are looking pretty good for the United States. I think people need to understand, and I've been trying to get this across to many people. It's kind of ironic that this past year, the Time magazine, that no one really pays attention to that anymore, Person of the Year was that Greta Thunberg. The reality is, you take a look at the past decade, probably one of the most important things that has happened for the world over the past decade is that the United States has become energy independent. We haven't fully taken advantage of our position yet, mm-hmm. and I think people are starting to recognize that. We don't have to be involved in the Middle East. We don't have to be there. There's no reason for it anymore. I get it. When you know, the blood is, I mean, oil is the lifeblood of the world, and we needed to have that oil and protect that source. We don't have to do that anymore. We can allow other countries to go ahead and do that. We're an exporter now since 2015. This year alone, I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday, Matt, we're going to add 1 million barrels of oil to our production. That's 25% of what Iraq does right now. Mm. I mean, it's incredible, our position.
Mm-hmm. By the way, did you know that today is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day?
No, I didn't.
Well, you do now, and thank you very much to the guys, the boys in blue. That's what we used to call them, the boys in blue, the police officers. Of course, now they wear blue, they wear black. I've seen them wearing army fatigues, whatever, different uniforms, different colors, green. But anyway, National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, and definitely say hello and say thank you to a police officer when you see one today. How about that? There you go. Learn something
there you go.
New. Yep, learn something every day. Now, the climate threat, climate change threat, which some people are still just trying to ram down everybody's throat, is spurring record sales of sustainable bonds and loans. What are the people borrowing money on? What for solar and whatnot?
Yeah. It's a bit of a sales gimmick for Wall Street. We had some of the lefties out there. Listen, we're going to sell various different portfolios of loans that are lending money to companies that are green companies or whatever it may be, and it oftentimes makes these people feel good about themselves. Doesn't work out too well. you know, it's funny is that some of the Goldman Sachs, some of these firms are saying, hey, we're not going to be investing anymore in oil and gas and certain types of, well, I don't know if it's oil and gas. I think they said coal. I didn't think it went as far as oil and gas. The reality of the situation is somebody's going to invest. Over the past month and a half, 2 months now, the oil finds around the globe have been staggering. Great news for South America, two major wells there. Talking about the disputes over a big area off of Cyprus in the Mediterranean. Someone's going to fund them because oil's not going anywhere.
Do you remember Jesse Smollett and all the trouble he got into?
Oh, yeah. Chicago.
Yeah, there's still a criminal investigation going on. You knew that, right?
I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah, there's a criminal investigation going on, and yesterday a judge ordered Google to release all of the emails that they were holding back on Jesse Smollett to the investigators.
I don't know what's going to come of this, or I highly doubt that this guy will get punished because he's a minority celebrity. And he checks two boxes. He's black and he's gay. So I don't know if you can be prosecuted in the United States if you are a double minority like that.
Well, what they're going to do, in my opinion, is they're going to charge him, or send him a bill, and he's going to have to pay it for whatever was involved with the police and whatnot.
Good luck with that. I don't even have a job anymore. Who knows if he can even pay it.
By the way, CNN, yesterday, the Sandman lawsuit, they lost. We don't know how much the young fellows there with that Catholic church group, we don't know how much they got. The lawsuit was for $275 million. I'm sure they got several million out of the deal anyway, but they're not talking about it because they can't. There's a gag order on it.
Well, what's sad is that, you get these various different the journalistic organization, they love shoving microphones in people's faces. How is it that nobody's going up to, Chris Cuomo on the street, the other people that work at CNN, Dana Bash, and ask them, wow, what are your thoughts on the settlement between your company and the Covington kids, and see what they have to say?
Yeah, I totally agree. It'd be interesting to find out. Oh, by the way, the IRS, which reportedly is underfunded, is having a problem trying to process people's refunds. So if you're dragging trying to get a refund back from the IRS, it could be because there's not enough people there to punch the computer keys or whatever.
I don't know about it. I mean, there's plenty of people
that's
working
the story,
at the IRS.
That's the story, Chris. That's the story.
That's the story. It's the excuse.
Yeah.
That's what it is. There's no excuse. I mean, come on. All right. It's a huge organization. There's no reason, especially with the computers that they have today, that for something like this to happen. Yep. Somebody screwed up somewhere.
And my last comment for the day, my last thing to toss at you is Prince Harry and Meghan are going to step back as royals. They just want their own little piece of the pie, and they want to be in England, and they want to be in North America, probably Canada. That's where they're going to reside.
No. They're doing what the Clintons did. They're going to start their own foundation and try to get super rich.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, only in America, right? All right, Chris, we'll talk.
I get to Canada, too.
Yeah, we'll talk to you tomorrow, Chris. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Go over there, check it out, find out all the different things that he does. And good morning to everybody in the chat room today. I see they're having a running conversation over there, or at least Eric is anyway. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.